What would Jamie do?
Hi, this is your girl, Jamie. Today is a new episode for What Would Jamie Do? WWJD. And I have another guest that he's new here. It is
Levi Bernhard.
Levi is back again.
I'm back.
So, Levi, I called you back again because I missed us talking.
I missed us too.
And I heard that you're going back to your...
My motherland.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before...
America.
Don't go. I want to make a new memory. Mm. Anyways, before the show, we have our listeners. Everyone keeps sending me DMs about their situation, which I'm not going to reply. There's an email that you guys can actually submit to. It is wwjd@thedivestudios.com. Also, it's not my number, but it's actually my number.
Oh, I get it.
It's +12093229953.
That's her personal cell phone. So yes. Give her a call if you want to take her on a date. If you want to.
I like our banana.
Oh.
Anyway, Instagram and Twitter @WWJD_podcast is ready. Mm. Do we have YouTube? Yes, we do. It's called Dive Studios. And also, Whiting is airing on Facebook.
Ooh.
Yes,
I'll
you're
watch.
Not on it.
No, I'm not.
Just kidding. Yes, we're having fun, just playing games, touching Eric Nam's ear, making sandwiches, which is like the worst sandwich ever that I made. Anyways, do we know how we go? You know how it goes.
I know how we start.
So,
let's get into it.
All right, the first nickname is
Sous Chef.
Let's read it. It's a long thing.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
I've known my best guy friend since high school for about 10 years now. Wow, big friends. We've seen each other through some of the biggest decisions and changes in each other's life. And within our friend group, we always go to each other for advice and support.
Aww.
We do tend to hang out a lot without the rest of our friend group, but only because we have a lot of similar interests that the rest of our friends don't share. He used to be a chef, and I work in the food industry. So we like to go out to fancy or new restaurants the rest of our friends won't like.
Mm.
We also hang out at his house because I help him develop recipes for a cookbook he's writing.
Friendship.
When we were still in high school, he did confess that he was interested in me. Apparently, it was obvious to the rest of our friends and I was dense. When he told me, I made sure to tell him, one, I wasn't interested, and two, that at the time, I wasn't allowed to date. We had the same conversation a bunch of times before he finally stopped asking about it. One night, after we finished working on one of his recipes, he asked me out again.
Oh,
it has been maybe 5 years since the last time he brought up his feelings, so I thought he was over them. I thought I made it clear that I only see him as a really good friend. I can't imagine us hanging out romantically or going on dates. I've always just seen us as friends. Am I too dense? I really value his friendship, and he's helped me get through a lot of hard times in my life. I think he feels the same, but at the same time, I don't want to lead him on or make him think that there's a chance for our friendship to evolve into something romantic.
Mm.
That makes sense. I'm just not interested. Is it selfish of me to want to keep the friendship, or is it time for me to just let go? Jamie, what would you do? Also, thank you so much for being unapologetically you. You've been such an inspiration for me and my friends to just have the courage to be ourselves without shame.
First of all, you don't have to be ashamed. I mean, that's like...
Be you.
And it's not selfish. Like, do you think it's selfish? I don't think it's
selfish. No, it's tricky. Especially if she really wants to stay friends with him, you know? Like, she knows that it's for the best that she probably, like, makes some distance. But it sucks for her because she's like, I like this guy's friendship. I want to be friends with him. You know what I mean? So...
I mean, I think it's more selfish in the... other friend. Because...
The guy?
She, yeah, the guy.
I think so, too.
Because...
She said she told him multiple times.
I know. And he keeps confessing his feelings. I know that it's hard to just keep us friends if you have feelings. But still, when one said no.
Right.
You gotta understand.
Especially after multiple times, you should be like, okay, we're just friends.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And in Korea, there's like, 10번 찍어 안 넘어가는 나무 없다. Well, there is. 10번 찍어도 안 넘어가. 100번 찍으면 너가 포기하겠지. So, this time, 5 years, and then he just... finally confessed again to her and she said no, which means, I mean, like, the friendship is going to tore apart, I think, anytime soon if he keeps,
yeah,
you know, confessing the thing that she doesn't want.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to have a big dramatic talk. Not dramatic, but just be like, listen, I really like being friends with you, and this is like multiple times that you've confessed to me, and I just really want to make it clear, like, honestly, you might have to be a little blunt and be like, there is no potential for us.
Mm.
And like, you have to understand that if we're gonna be friends, you know what I mean? Like, maybe, if your friendship is important, then you should say something really direct like that.
Or something like, okay, if you keep confessing your feelings to me, I don't think we can be friends.
Yeah, because it's going to make her uncomfortable.
Unless you're not enjoying it.
Right.
Unless you're not enjoying the situation. Because there's a lot of, like, people, to be, like, 100% honest, they don't have feelings, but they kind of enjoy
it. Right, they're like, no, I don't like you.
I don't like you, but like, can you like me back
again?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I know.
But then I'm going to say no, but, like, can you say it again?
So do some self-reflecting.
So, girl, you should get up to him, like, straight away. Mm. And if that doesn't work, maybe you can be in a relationship and show him that.
It's not going
to
work.
It's not going to work. But I don't mean that you have to be in a relationship just to show. You know, if there's
maybe
someone,
to like really be like, look, I am dating other people.
Yeah, like,
you're not the one.
It's good. Oh. I'm dating Jamie. Like, she's
you got her number.
Like, it's one, +12093229953.
She likes carbonara. Just leave a date request in a 5-star rating on the podcast app.
Right. My number is. Anyways, yes, you're not selfish and you shouldn't be the one who's been caring, like stressing about all this. The other the guy needs to know that he needs to stop.
Deal with it.
And it's kind of creeping the shit out.
At a certain point, it's like, all right, come on. Dude.
I mean, I don't blame for the feelings, though.
Maybe she's yepo.
Yeah, maybe she's yepo. Maybe she's pretty. Maybe she's nice. Maybe she's really attractive. Mm. So let's not blame about the feelings. But it's just when someone says no, it's you have to respect that. Yeah, respect that, too. Oh. Respect! Anyways, we have a voicemail.
Ooh.
It's the nickname is Glow Up. You better glow up.
Glow up.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
So I'm currently a high schooler in my last year of high school and will be attending university in a couple months. High school was honestly not my best of times and I was just an easy target to people. Mm. However, I really want to change or glow up for university and start a new chapter of my life.
Yes.
And the first thing I'm probably going to need is being confident. Mm. How can I possibly be half as confident as you or just be able to go speak to people and make friends knowing that I can barely stand up for myself or even say hi to people?
Okay. Mm. Well, thank you.
She's getting just blown up with compliments with all these submissions.
Like, well, first of all, the way that I would put myself in a confident place is when I look good. Mm. You know, when I look nice, when I smell good.
Make yourself feel good.
Yeah, it's not a shame to be like, you know, those worst diets is not a good plan.
Right.
But if I think that I'm pretty with this outfit or if I'm pretty with this look, I just go for it. I don't really care about what other people think. Like, yeah. I need to be confident for myself first to let them know, like, and show them that I'm confident. The part that is tricky is they put other people first before them. Mm. So that's why it's more hard to focus on yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, like, what would they think? Shouldn't be your first reason and question that you're doing for yourself. Like, what do I like? What do I personally look good at? What do I personally like?
And college is like a perfect time to really just like, you're going into this huge school. No one knows who you are. You can be whoever you want, even if it's not even real. And no one will know. Yeah. So if you just like, surely there's a type of person that you wish you were. If you just act like that when you go into college, eventually you'll like start taking traits of like, people that you look up to and it will become real. Like, fake it till you make it. And honestly, with confidence, a lot of the time it's fake it until it becomes real confidence. Mm. And something you gotta remember, especially in college, everyone's insecure. Everyone is wondering what everyone else is thinking about them. And if you realize that no one is really thinking about like what you're doing, like if you did something embarrassing, people may think about it for a second, but like they're all worried about how they look too. So everyone's feeling that to a certain extent. I promise you, even the people that seem confident to you still are insecure about some stuff. So just keep that in mind. Everyone's nervous. You're all on the same page. You're not the only one, you know, who's not confident. I know sometimes it can feel like everyone around you has all these like confidence
bougie,
and skills.
Like,
good. But everyone's a little insecure. And even though that's weird, I think it's something you can take comfort in. You know what I mean?
And for me, much easier. What happened to me was like I would actually injanghe. I would accept what I'm insecure of.
Right.
And then I'd be like, okay, you know
what?
You
can own it.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe this part is kind of no, then I just accept it and then I change it.
Yeah.
That's what matters. Like, don't just keep it, like, change it. And then
yeah,
you'll see, like, when you're confident by yourself and you know that you look good today, your actions change. So the biggest thing that I've learned is, like, I had a little dance class when I was, like, in a part of the entertainment. Do a pinky shout out. Yes. My teacher would always tell me, put on your best outfit and your makeup. And then it changes your like personality attitude. And attitude while you're dancing too. So I would say you should try and give it a go and see how it ends.
And don't put too much pressure on yourself. It's not going to just happen, you know? It'll be slowly.
Step by step. Come on.
And then you can look back and be like, wow, a year ago I could have never just like had that conversation with that person. You know, it'll be slow, but little by little
and
you can do
smile.
It.
Smile.
Yeah, smile.
Smile.
Quick question. Did you two ever try to like reinvent yourself or like was trying to like take on a persona that didn't necessarily like work out long term?
Actually, when I started my very first YouTube channel, I was just like really acting. I was like acting like all the other YouTubers I saw. So I would like turn on the camera and be like, hi, God, you know, like, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to be blah, blah, blah. And then I would turn off the camera and be like, what the hell? And so, yeah, I definitely did that. But I realized like I was putting on an act and it made me feel uncomfortable. So now I like slowly started being like, okay, let me tone that down a little bit. And now in my videos, I feel like I'm way more myself.
I mean, like you should try different stuff. You never know. Yeah. I mean, for me, my biggest change was like after I got out of the company. I wanted to show like my real side, but it was kind of too much. Oh, well, it is still. But I like
Miley
it.
Cyrus yeah. breaking out of Disney.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has to change in somewhat. Like I was getting so bored that the image of subtle image that I've been taking in when I was like in JYP, which was not really me, because I would be like, there comes on me that. And then after that, I'd be like, bitch. And then, you know, yes. Yeah, so I'm trying to like go for my real and then also my broadcasting, like those sides, which is not different.
Yeah, you just gotta find the balance.
Yeah, I find the balance and I think everyone needs that kind of situation.
Injong.
And moments. Yes. Move on. All right, our celebrity advice. Singer Anthony Ramos recently released a music video for his song Relationship featuring YouTuber Liza Koshy. I love her, by the way.
So good.
Not kidding. Super fan. In a Teen Vogue interview, he states that the song is for anybody who's ever been in a relationship with someone that the other person didn't want to make official. I don't buy that. In the music video, Liza's character says, I told you I like what we have. I just don't want other people to know, right? What we have is cool, right? And here's a snippet of the song. You talk to me like you already own me. Then you go and see your friends and tell him that he's just a friend. Then you say you're lonely. You ask, what you doing? Tell me how this ain't no relationship. I just want to be the one you end up with. The question is, what advice would you give Anthony or anyone who is unwillingly, as he describes it, in the gray area? What do you do if the other person in the relationship doesn't want other people to know? Does a relationship need to be official in order to thrive?
Yes. I think if you are in a serious, what's another word for relationship if that's not what they're calling it? That's a relationship. If you're with someone, you guys are going on dates, you guys are spending quality time together, you guys are each other's babies.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you guys are chagi de, then you cannot be like, oh, yeah, in private, you're my Chagya. But then
you're over there, you're like Chokyo.
Right.
Chagya. You're like Chokyo. And then like you're like
Chagya in the streets, but Chokyo in the Chokyo in the streets, but Chagya in the sheets.
Oh!
That is not gonna work.
That is not gonna work.
No, no. Mm-hmm. If you're in that kind of relationship, you need to sit their ass on a couch and you say, look at me, Chagya, quote unquote. Look me in the noondle. Right here.
And kiss me, say goodbye. I mean,
blah me in my noondle and tell me, are we kachi?
Or are we separate?
Or are we separate? Separate.
Separate.
Tell me what it do? Like what is going on
우린
here?
우린 뭐야?
어.
우린 뭐야?
우린 뭐야?
우리 자기 저기. 정해.
And if he or she is like, Oh, well, you know, it's like complicated because like whenever my friend, blah, 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 blah. You say, get off of my couch and get out of my Jeep.
Oh.
Both the car and the house.
I mean, well, for me, to be honest, because when I'm in a relationship, I would be the one who was keeping it.
Well, your situation is different,
you know,
right?
Low-key or secretive, as you can say. And there were a lot of situations when the other person would be kind of 속상해. Mm. Like, you're like, are we chuggy or chuggy? And also me, of course, I wanted to be in, like, official. I wanted to do lovestagram, hashtag, chaggy, 남자친구s. Like, I want to do all that, of course. Like, my age is 24.
Right.
Come on. Who doesn't want to do, like, a photo with a boyfriend? Like, it's my dream thing. But I do understand the people who has the same job or who cannot be in an open relationship as their situation puts you in.
Mm.
But that is kind of different from not…
Like, completely hiding.
Completely
like,
hiding.
Even with your situation, you can still bring them around your friends.
Right.
And, like in your private life, be open, if that makes sense. Like, there's a line. But this seems like they just don't want to acknowledge it unless they're alone together. Mm-hmm. Which, like, that is just kind of like… What are we doing
all jung,
here?
It's all jung, bro.
It's like, what's the point? What are you getting out of this? That would cause me to not trust them very much.
Of course.
You know?
I mean, it's just like… Why?
Yeah,
I would
literally
ask them
why?
Why? Like, why would you put it this to a secret relationship?
Mm.
And they'd be like, they don't really have a specific reason. I mean, I do, but
right.
For in that situation, they're gonna be like, and then dot dot dot.
Dot dot
dot. And I'm like, no.
You'd be like, take those dot dot dots back in.
At what point in a relationship or in the beginning stages of dating do you, you know,
define?
DTR, define the relationship. When is it about the time where you have to either decide basically like to be exclusive or to just let it go?
Okay, for me, if you get bijasaw about little situation, it's where you should be called in a relationship. Because like surely if you're friends, you won't be that, you know, bijasaw.
Right.
Like jealous or anything. But when you feel sad about those stupid things and you know that and you can't say that why you're sad… You obviously know you're like…
You're like, okay, something's
like, up. Like, 사귀자, man.
Right.
Like, can you just tell me 사귀자?
I also think this is very different in Korean dating culture versus American dating culture. Like, you know how in Korea, there's like… 처음 있어.
Like, 처음, yeah, 처음.
처음 있으면, like, it's not that long. It's just like, you're like attracted to each other and you acknowledge that. And then like, you either start dating or you don't.
Mm.
But in America, the 처음 stage is called like talking. And people can be talking for like… 4 months before they even start like, okay, now we're dating. But like, one of my Korean friends told me that like, after you go on like 3 dates with someone is when you kind of define the relationship. Like after
That's
three
nice.
Dates, it's like, oh, okay, are we like together or is it not going to work? In America, like some of my friends in LA and like LA dating culture is different than even a lot of America.
I mean,
but
yeah.
Like some of my friends in LA will like go on multiple dates a week with different people. Like they're really like dating, you know what I mean? Like actively being like, I'm really… Putting my options out there. So I think it depends. But I think in general, if you are regularly spending a lot of time with someone, you guys are like really moving plans for each other and like it's been a month, I think it's totally valid to be like, hey, like just to be clear, what are we? Is this still like casual to you or is this like kind of getting serious for you?
I mean, because there's a lot of people who doesn't want to like put into the 사귀자 stage. They don't want
to they're
like
nervous to commit.
No, they don't have to do that. Uh-huh. They think that they're already dating. So they don't have to be like, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend. They don't put that stage on. But most of the friends that I have, which are girls, they like to get
they
known.
They want that like…
They want to get like…
Is it?
We are
right.
a thing. Like, we are dating. Like, I'm your boyfriend. You're my girlfriend. Let's have
right.
fun. oops. Anyways.
Not in Oklahoma.
Anyways. In Korea, there is a stage called 썸.
Mm.
And there is this thing. Like, if you go more than 2 months, you don't know about the relationship. Like, if you go 썸을 두 달간 넘게 타면 약간…
What's going on here?
Like, oh. They would kind of get suspicious about the relationship. So is it gonna be dating or is it gonna be just friends?
Yeah.
For me, I like to keep some like a little long.
Me too.
I need a lot of time to know about that person.
Yeah.
To like actually
before you like commit.
Yeah. All right.
Next.
Nickname.
Submission number 3 from nickname Church Gossip.
Church Gossip. Church.
My family is active in the church.
Me and too.
My father, like father or like
father.
Like dad. was recently appointed to be the head pastor of a new church.
Congratulations! Ooh. Hallelujah!
Congratulations. Anyway, we
congratulations, have… Congratulations! You don't know the song.
Sure don't. Mm. We have been at this church for 6 to 7 months. Oh, wow. And he already got promoted. So we're still pretty new. My mother is a very beautiful and fashionable woman, kind of like the cool mom on the block. And all her friends are amazed at her because she can pull off any look, hairstyle, and hair color. She sounds
queen. Dope.
But I found out that some jealous haters at church are talking about my mom behind her back. Of course, it's all negative things like, why does she dye her hair? Surely she's not the right leader. She is not authoritative. When I first heard this rumor, I was shocked because our church in the past and other churches we've been to have never had a problem. It made me really upset and angry. Anyway, I'm not sure what to do. I certainly cannot go up to the podium and shout politely into the mic, attention, please. Okay. What is wrong with you people? Stop complaining as though you're the holiest people on earth. Thank you. Bye. Although that would be a great relief. But in all seriousness, Jamie, what would you do if you were in my shoes? It's always hard when you know… like someone close to you is getting like shit talked.
I mean, there's nothing really that you can do.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, like in church, I don't want to put up a fight. I wouldn't want to put up. Yeah, and that shouldn't be happening. Like, I mean, in no situation that would have
right.
like bullying or getting jealous, back talking wouldn't be able to happen. But if it's my mom, I would actually tell my mom about it.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would be too nervous to like hurt her feelings.
And then my mom's gonna be like,
I would just want to keep her like
Tokyo.
Protected and be not tell her.
Oh, I mean,
but I don't know. Maybe if she knew,
because I wouldn't want to see her being nice to them.
Tell your dad and be like, Dad, I need you to just make the shadiest sermon that you can tonight. Just really
bash it on people.
Just make them feel good, bad.
Yeah,
like
good, bad.
Give them inspiration, but targeted inspiration.
And like, then while you do it,
really inspire them directly.
Look at them.
Oh, I think, yeah, since your dad is in charge of the church, maybe that's a good person to, well, not in charge, but head pastor.
Soon.
I think he is actually a good person to turn to in that situation because that's difficult. Mm. He has lived longer. He may know how to deal with this situation.
That was a good talk.
Tell your daddy on them.
Preach.
So, okay, let's say you're the mom. Or like whoever who's being shit talked about. Mm-hmm.
This happened to my mom too.
Really?
Because she is very fashionable and like she loves to wear like jewelries and like she has a really short hair. And she's really pretty. I look like my dad. Just kidding. that's why I've been always like praying to God. I'm like, wait, I'll put that in my jaw.
Your dad's beautiful.
No.
Mr. Jamie.
Anyways.
We're sorry.
Mr. Jamie.
Mr. Jamie. Taya. Anyways, yeah. So actually that did happen. But I was so young. I did not know what to do. But my mom would really get hurt. But then she was so nice to them still. Because
kill him with kindness.
Said, yeah. Like, yeah. Exactly. So I'm just like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to grow up like my mom. I can never do that. If I was in her shoe, I'd be like… So,
but if, you know, let's say your friends heard a group of other people talking behind your back and you really wouldn't know unless they told you.
Mm.
Would you rather them tell you or would you rather just be like, I'm living my life. I don't need to know.
I would for sure rather them tell me. Mm. Yeah. I like truth is really important to me. I would much rather know someone's real feelings, even if it would hurt my feelings, because then I can adjust my behavior to them. And like, I'm never just going to be a straight up douche to someone, but I would definitely start acting a little different.
I mean, for me, like, if you're gonna keep that secret like forever and you can do it, I don't want to know, but I'm for sure that it's gonna come out any soon.
I would probably like keep that information, and if they ever were like outwardly nice, I would like say something like thinly veiled, like polite back that was a little shady, so they know I know, but I just keep acting nice to them so that they're just like, oh, fuck you, fuck no. You know?
Yeah, like, especially you know, nice like, they're like,
like
oh, so that was really nice today. I don't know. Preach. Yeah. Amen. Anyways, wrap up the talk. Before we go, coronavirus is, like, spreading, and I hope you guys are safe. Me, I'm, like, once out in a week. Like, I really usually just stay in my house, like, kyungni-ing myself to the end. Just wash your hands.
Wash your hands lots and lots.
30 seconds. Mm. More than 30 seconds.
Hand soap is more effective than hand sanitizer. So if you have the option, use hand soap and wash your hands really hard, because friction is what gets the soap to get the stuff off your hands.
And also blow dry your clothes or like phone also, because your phone is like everywhere. Like I always blow dry it after I come. Please, please, please stay home.
Please be safe, don't guys. Get sick.
Please put your mask on. Don't cough in your friend's face. Yeah. Anyways, email us at wwjd@thedivestudios.com.
Yes, sir.
Phone number is?
214-924-24.
No, it's +1-209-322-9953.
That's the one.
There's a Dive Studios YouTube. Mm. And where can we find you again?
You can find me on all social media at Levi Bernhardt. No spaces, no punctuation, nothing. Just LeviBernhardt.
See you next time. Bye.
What would Jamie do?